day and night chanting this name, we become purified. We do not know any other way better to please Lord Hari. This is from Srila Rupa Goswami's Pajavali. And this next one is written by Sri Ishwarapuri. Let the twice born enter the fearless kingdom of yoga. Vedic study and solitary meditation in the forest. Let them become liberated in that way. As for us, we will spend hundreds and thousands of births chanting the holy name of Lord Krishna, whose splendid dark complexion and yellow garments are like a host of blue lotus flowers blooming in a grove of yellow flower-bearing kadamba trees. Which is the most purifying of all purifying things, which is a saintly person's food as he traverses the path to the spiritual world, which is the pleasure garden where the voices of the great saints, philosophers, and poets play, which is the life of the righteous, which is the seed of the tree of religion. May that holy name of Krishna bring transcendental auspiciousness to you all. Author unknown. O Supreme Personality of Godhead, when someone desires to chant your holy name, sins tremble in fear. The glory of material illusion faints unconscious. Yamaraj's scribe, Chitragupta, becomes happy and gazes at the chanter's toenails with awe and reverence, and Lord Brahma prepares Marupaka to worship him. O Lord, what more can we say than this? Author unknown. Lord Krishna's holy name is the only auspiciousness in this world. If one keeps it in his throat, then what is Yamaraj, the king of the other world, to him? What are Yamaraj's servants to him? Sri Anandacharya. Let there be all victory for the chanting of the holy name of Lord Krishna, which cleanses the mirror of the heart and which stops the miseries of the blazing fire of material existence. That chanting is the waxing moon that spreads the white lotus of good fortune for all living entities. It is the life and soul of all education. The chanting of the holy name of Krishna expands the blissful ocean of transcendental life. It gives a cooling effect to everyone, and it enables one to taste full nectar at every step. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chanting is feeling quite dead right now. It doesn't mean that the holy names of Krishna are dead. It means our consciousness is tending towards being dull. And we hear of how the holy names affects in a nectarian way so many exalted devotees. So if we are not feeling the incredible happiness that can come from chanting the holy names, we can feel ourselves very unfortunate. And as we try our best to listen attentively to the first Hari or to one mantra, keeping it very simple, making our goal achievable, then we can fill our consciousness with some humility. Just look at my situation. The great Goswami, Srila Rupa Goswami, could chant here day and night. The associates of Mahaprabhu could chant day and night. The great devotees of the past, they chant day and night. And I find it difficult to even stay awake for one mantra. Just see my misfortune and see the sadness that afflicts my consciousness. Oh Krishna, please, if you are looking for someone needy of mercy, You will find no one more needy than me. And if we can bring a little humility and a little calling into our consciousness, then perhaps Krishna, as we try our best to chant, on whatever level we can, trying to hear, then perhaps if he's so kind to us, we can taste an awakening of the consciousness and a taste for the holy name of Krishna. O Rama, O Janardana, Jagatamnath, Narayan, Ananda, Dayapara, O Merciful One, O Rescuer of the Devotees, O Master of the Universes, O Personified Transcendental Bliss, O Kamalakanta, the Husband of Lakshmi, O Krishna, O Lord, please make me become overwhelmed with tears streaming from my eyes as I repeatedly plunge into the waves of the great nectar ocean of these beautiful transcendental names.